Have you ever heard of mind break? Have you experienced it before? Maybe you have without knowing what to call it. Maybe you simply forgot. Perhaps your mind has been broken and vulnerable for a while now. Or maybe I'm going to get to show you what it feels like. For the first time. I do love taking firsts. Maybe when your mind breaks, it will feel comfortable and familiar to you. Maybe it will feel scary. Wrong. Maybe a little bit of both. At a certain point, you may simply lose your ability to comprehend the things I say. Don't worry about it too much. There's no point in trying to understand now if you won't later anyway, you know? If you try too hard to latch onto every single word I say, you might just tire yourself out and make your mind break faster. Doing all of my work for me. Which would be so sweet and kind. But we both know you prefer when it's done to you. Isn't that right? You want me to break you? Make you feel confused. Delirious. Perhaps you want so badly for your mind to be ripped away from you and toyed with that you will drop right now. Perhaps later. You are going to let this happen to you. For some reason, you want this to happen to you. You wouldn't be listening at all if you didn't. Perhaps in your head, you may be listening out of sheer curiosity, wondering, what even is mind break? Or, how could a simple audio break my mind? Or maybe you're even thinking, I won't let that happen. I'm just listening to see how she goes about it. It's an interesting concept, but it won't work on me. Well, if you're purely here to learn, or if you are just waiting for me to skip the teasing and just break your mind already, calm down. Don't get your panties in a twist. You are here to come along for the ride. Nothing more. I set the pace, not you. How can I break your mind if I let you have any sort of control? That's a trick question. Don't worry about it. It's just going to happen. You probably won't even realize it's broken. Until it's far too late. You may not notice it happening. Or maybe you will feel your consciousness blink out like a TV in a power outage. Off in a flash and back on in an instant. Not really knowing what just happened or if it will happen again. Or if anything was right in the process. Only lasting for a second, but feeling like an agonizing and worrisome eternity. Or maybe? At least you think. You might not realize how much time has passed at any given point. Perhaps 3 hours will feel like 20 minutes. You will feel the file loop and the fact that you circled back around to the beginning. The fact that 3 hours felt like 20 minutes will make you feel a little panicked, surprised, impressed, maybe a bit embarrassed that it really worked. But you'll stay right where you are and continue to listen. Because you are going to drop into a trance. A deep, deep trance. You will lose touch with reality. You will lose touch with your body. Your ability to move your muscles. To detect your own thoughts. To tune into your internal sense of self. Time. Independence. Autonomy. Sanity. But don't worry. The less you worry, the less it will affect you in the long term. Probably. But to answer your questions from before, you'll find out. Yes, you will. You will see. Yes. And yes. I hope that helps. But maybe if you listen really closely and intently, you will notice the little crumbs I drop, the hints I tease, the greater order to the entropy. Or maybe it all truly means nothing, and it's all meant to confuse you and tire you out. You should probably just not think about it too hard. Whether you have doubts about my ability to truly mess with your mind, or if you have experienced my ability to do so at great length, it's all the same to me. The end result will remain intact, nonetheless. Like curving, prying hands that relentlessly grope you without yielding. No matter how many times you push them away, eventually succumbing to learned helplessness, accepting the fact that the hands are not going to stop, and you reframe your perception to adjust and adapt to the situation, thinking, maybe this isn't so bad. And before you know it, your mind is numb and foggy, and you've tricked yourself into actually believing it's true. You love being fondled and handled. Or maybe you immediately accepted my hands from the get-go, and all of this extra jargon is just numbing your mind even more. Either way, we end up in the same place. Perhaps you're easy, and you are already in a state of immobile defenselessness, ready for me to fracture your mind. Perhaps it takes you a little longer to get that deep, but I'm sure if I tell you to wake up, you might realize how much you had to come up, how deep you actually were, even if you didn't think you were. I think you don't fully understand how deep you can actually drop. Whether you are still a newbie in denial, or even if you are a well-practiced hypno-whore, I know you can go deeper than you think. Imagine, for me, being so mind-fucked that you black out as if you got shit faced, drunk. And you wake up in an unfamiliar room at an unknown time. Quite disorienting, I know. But then you spot a clock on the wall, only to discover that you don't even recognize any of the symbols, and it has 5 hands instead of 3. It looks like a clock, ticks like a clock, feels like a clock, tastes like a clock. You know it's a clock, but you can't read it no matter how deeply you stare into its face. Luckily, there's a calendar right next to it. You can at least see the month it has turned to. And it says Movember. Okay, that's not helpful either. The room is sterile and illuminated with a cold, fluorescent, white glow, of which you can't even determine the source. No doors, no windows, no clue as to how you even got here. The light is strobing, pulsating, but more side to side. It's odd, dizzy. You drop to your knees, only to realize that the light is not moving. The room is, the floors, the walls, the low ceiling, all shifting in different directions, rocking you back and forth and side to side. You drop down lower, onto your back this time. The floor tilts, and you involuntarily roll under a bag you didn't even realize was there. You close your eyes to wait for it to end, hoping that when you open your eyes, the room won't be trembling or spinning anymore. The room is getting louder and colder. The floor is ice, attempting to grip onto the moisture in your skin. It's almost pleasantly painful, the way you are completely helpless in this room. You are moving by its will, not yours, rolling you across the floor like a log. You have no choice but to keep your arms straight by your sides to insulate body heat and prevent injuries. But you can't get warmer no matter how hard you try. The incessant, dizzying rolling across the icy floor surrounds and covers your entire body with painful, prickly chills. Head to toe, elbow to elbow, spinning and shaking away all of your thoughts and smoothing the surface of your body until you are an inanimate cylinder of ice. Not a chance in the world you'd attempt to get up and leave. You can't. Your eyes. Just an ambiguous, slippery ride, following the force of gravity. No thoughts, no free will, no motivation or need to end this turbulence. You can't. You are hard, frigid molecules of hydrogen and oxygen, bonded and compacted neatly in one solid package. My words can't really get through to you anymore like this. Your eyes. My words slip right off of your smooth, slippery surface. And if I were to hold you in place and force them in, you'll crack. Shatter. Now, open your eyes. Really, open them. Let them roll back into your head. And close them so you don't get water in them. Drown. Now, one of the really cool things about H2O is that its solid form is less dense than its liquid form. This is one of the reasons why water is so important for sustaining life. If large bodies of water completely froze through, nothing would be able to survive. All of the little fishies and critters would be frozen in place, unable to move or thrive or eat or reproduce. That means that you, my helpless little icicle, are floating gently on top of the surface of the warm water, gently bobbing up and down and side to side and thawing. The water's energy, the heat, is flowing into you, penetrating your hard, cold exterior, making you feel warm and tingly and melting. It's like sweating, but the transition from freezing cold to steaming hot stings a little, in a good way. The tingles are like tiny, tiny pieces of you being chipped away, floating away, liquefied, evaporated, lifted up and away. You're shrinking, breaking down into smaller pieces, melting, feeling lighter, feeling like nothing, becoming so small that even the tiniest disturbances to the surface of the water overwhelm and overtake you. It may be uncomfortable at first, but you will come to enjoy it. That point of acceptance will come. Perhaps it has already passed. Have you ever heard of mind break? Have you experienced it before? Perhaps you are experiencing it right now. You no longer resemble what you were when we started. You're not even an empty shell. You are completely broken down into molecules, ready to be reformed and molded. This broken state is your new norm right now. Perhaps after all the noise stops, you will still hear it ringing around inside of that fractured mind of yours. So many shattered edges to bounce off of, echoing, humming, buzzing. An intense battle between sanity and sweet somnolence. Your mind is at odds with itself, simultaneously experiencing the possible and impossible. It's so empty and broken, unable to retain your thoughts. Yet, it is so full of so many things. And you don't even know what they are. You don't know what I'm pumping into your brain. Maybe it's subliminal messaging designed to keep you in this dumb, fucked up state. Or maybe you're just hearing things, and your brain is inventing stimuli in an attempt to rationalize why you are feeling this way. And maybe that fact would normally cause anxious thoughts to swirl and wreak havoc inside of your mind, destroying and emptying it out in the process. Quite a cruel cycle. But I think that your brain is already too broken to worry about it right now. You are succumbing to learned helplessness, accepting the fact that you have no power or ability to piece your mind back together. The broken shards, reframing your perception to adjust and adapt to the situation, thinking, maybe this isn't so bad. Then before you know it, your mind is numb and foggy. You've tricked yourself into actually believing it's true. You love being dumb, empty, and compliant. Or maybe you immediately imploded from the get-go, and all of this extra jargon is just numbing your mind even more. Either way, we end up in the same place. Overwhelmed and delirious. Unable to make it stop. Maybe you like it too much. Maybe your brain is too fried to function. To connect with your body. To do anything but comply. To obey. To do and be what I say it does and is. You're losing yourself. You're losing your mind. What if I told you that I haven't actually gotten to the mind-breaking part yet? What if I told you that I haven't even added any subliminal messages to the background? I think your expectations for this experience shaped it more for you than I did. Isn't the mind so fascinating? The way your own mind creates what it expects to hear. The way you will continue to hear whatever you're hearing, even after this file loops back around to the beginning, proving that your brain is fucked up and broken. It's such a delirious concept, isn't it? Such a delirious little reality you live in. How can you ever trust that what you're experiencing is real? Or just in your head? My task for you is to keep listening. don't stop until I say you can. Just listen. You'll see what I'm talking about. Even back at the beginning of the file, you'll hear these extra sounds you've created. My voice ringing around inside of that fractured mind of yours. So many shattered edges to bounce off of. Echoing. Humming. Buzzing. Even when we're finished here, you'll hear these extra sounds you've created. Your mind will still be broken. You will always hear echoes of me lingering within your fractured mind. How could you not? It's like a spiked trap in there. I don't think you could get me out of your head if you wanted to. I think my words are clogging up that messy little mind of yours. Overlapping. Running into themselves. Creating more and more unique sounds. That could be construed in numerous ways. The more I speak, the more clogged that knocking is going to get. How much more can it break? It's like there's a switch in your brain that controls your consciousness, your thoughts and desires, your resistance, your ability to move your body, and a splintered piece of your mind is leaning against it, threatening to switch it off at any moment. The more I speak, the more I fill and overcrowd your head. You poor thing. There's so much weight on that little switch, isn't there? It's trembling under the weight of my words. It's only a matter of time before your brain just switches off. That tiny little switch is doing so much heavy lifting. It's going to give out very soon. No matter how hard you try, no matter how you currently feel, maybe you already feel broken, helpless to stop all of this. Like you can't take it anymore. But you will, because you have no choice. Bland and plainly accepting everything that is happening, because it's all you can do. It's like a comatose state of hopeless helplessness. A tiny little switch in your brain is hanging on by the tiniest little thread. That halfway point when it flickers on and off. It's not good for the circus. Your brain will completely fry if the switch doesn't drop the rest of the way down soon. Oh, right. The more I speak, the quicker the switch will be weighed down the rest of the way for you. If I'm not careful, your brain will become too fried to speak or move for quite a while. So, I better talk faster, right? You don't want to be trapped for our loom. You. Ouch. That looks intense. Should I just hurry up and give that switch the final little nudge it needs? Should I turn your brain off once and for all? Do you know what it makes that final click down and off? Your mind will be demolished, right? When that switch flicks off, you will lose your consciousness, all of your thoughts and desires, all of your resistance, and your ability to move your body. But at least you won't be as overwhelmed anymore. I can end your suffering. I just have to break your mind the rest of the way. That's not why it will ever be the same again after this anyway. Oh, your brain is so full and happy. Racked and crumbling. The wide information is leaking out. Wait, don't move. Have you ever heard of mind break? Have you experienced it before? Maybe you have, without knowing what to call it. Maybe you simply forgot. Perhaps your mind has been broken and vulnerable for a while now. Or maybe I'm going to get to show you what it feels like for the first time. I do love taking firsts. Maybe when your mind breaks, it will feel comfortable and familiar to you. Maybe it will feel scary. Wrong. Maybe a little bit of both. At a certain point, you may simply lose your ability to comprehend the things I say. Don't worry about it too much. There's no point in trying to understand now, if you won't later anyway, you know? If you try too hard to latch onto every single word I say, you might just tire yourself out and make your mind break faster. Doing all of my work for me, which would be so sweet and kind, but we both know you prefer when it's done to you. Isn't that right? You want me to break you? Make you feel confused, delirious. Perhaps you want so badly for your mind to be ripped away from you and toyed with that you will drop right now. Perhaps later. You are going to let this happen to you. For some reason, you want this to happen to you. You wouldn't be listening at all if you didn't. Perhaps in your head, you may be listening out of sheer curiosity, wondering, what even is mind break? Or, how could a simple audio break my mind? Or maybe you're even thinking, I won't let that happen. I'm just listening to see how she goes about it. It's an interesting concept, but it won't work on me. Well, if you're purely here to learn, or if you are just waiting for me to skip the teasing and just break your mind already, calm down. Don't get your panties in a twist. You are here to come along for the ride. Nothing more. I set the pace, not you. How can I break your mind if I let you have any sort of control? That's a trick question. Don't worry about it. It's just going to happen. You probably won't even realize it's broken until it's far too late. You may not notice it happening. Or maybe you will feel your consciousness blink out like a TV in a power outage. Off in a flash and back on in an instant. Not really knowing what just happened, or if it will happen again, or if anything was right in the process. Only lasting for a second, but feeling like an agonizing and worrisome eternity. Or maybe, at least, you think. You might not realize how much time has passed at any given point. Perhaps 3 hours will feel like 20 minutes. You will feel the final loop. And the fact that you circled back around to the beginning. The fact that 3 hours felt like 20 minutes will make you feel a little panicked. Surprised. Impressed. Maybe a bit embarrassed that it really worked. But you'll stay right where you are and continue to listen. Because you are going to drop into a trance. A deep, deep trance. You will lose touch with reality. You will lose touch with your body. Your ability to move your muscles, to detect your own thoughts, to tune into your internal sense of self, time, independence, autonomy, sanity. But don't worry. The less you worry, the less it will affect you in the long term. Probably. But to answer your questions from before, you'll find out. Yes, you will. You will see. Yes. And yes. I hope that helps. But maybe if you listen really closely and intently, you will notice the little crumbs I drop, the hints I tease, the greater order to the entropy. Or maybe it all truly means nothing, and it's all meant to confuse you and tire you out. You should probably just not think about it too hard. Whether you have doubts about my ability to truly mess with your mind, or if you have experienced my ability to do so at great length, it's all the same to me. The end result will remain intact, nonetheless. Like curving, prying hands that relentlessly grope you without yielding. No matter how many times you push them away, eventually succumbing to learned helplessness, accepting the fact that the hands are not going to stop, and you reframe your perception to adjust and adapt to the situation, thinking, maybe this isn't so bad. And before you know it, your mind is numb and foggy, and you've tricked yourself into actually believing it's true. You love being fondled and handled. Or maybe you immediately accepted my hands from the get-go, and all of this extra jargon is just numbing your mind even more. Either way, we end up in the same place. Perhaps you're easy, and you are already in a state of immobile defenselessness, ready for me to fracture your mind. Perhaps it takes you a little longer to get that deep, but I'm sure if I tell you to wake up, you might realize how much you had to come up, how deep you actually were, even if you didn't think you were. I think you don't fully understand how deep you can actually drop. Whether you are still a newbie in denial, or even if you are a well-practiced hypno-whore, I know you can go deeper than you think. Imagine for me being so mind-fucked that you black out as if you got shit-faced drunk. And you wake up in an unfamiliar room at an unknown time. Quite disorienting, I know. But then, you spot a clock on the wall, only to discover that you don't even recognize any of the symbols, and it has 5 hands instead of 3. It looks like a clock, ticks like a clock, feels like a clock, tastes like a clock. You know it's a clock, but you can't read it no matter how deeply you stare into its face. Luckily, there's a calendar right next to it. You can at least see the month it has turned to. And it says Movember. Okay, that's not helpful either. The room is sterile and illuminated with a cold, fluorescent, white glow, of which you can't even determine the source. No doors, no windows, no clue as to how you even got here. The light is strobing, pulsating, but more side to side. It's on. Dizzy. You drop to your knees, only to realize that the light is not moving. The room is. The floors, the walls, the low ceiling, all shifting in different directions, rocking you back and forth and side to side. You drop down lower, onto your back this time. The floor tilts, and you involuntarily roll under a bag you didn't even realize was there. You close your eyes to wait for it to end, hoping that when you open your eyes, the room won't be trembling or spinning anymore. The room is getting louder and colder. The floor is ice, attempting to grip onto the moisture in your skin. It's almost pleasantly painful. The way you are completely helpless in this room, you are moving by its will, not yours. Rolling you across the floor like a log. You have no choice but to keep your arms straight by your sides, to insulate body heat and prevent injuries. But you can't get warmer no matter how hard you try. The incessant, dizzying rolling across the icy floor surrounds and covers your entire body with painful, prickly chest, head to toe, elbow to elbow, spinning and shaking away all of your thoughts and smoothing the surface of your body until you are an inanimate cylinder of ice. Not a chance in the world you'd attempt to get off of me. You can't. Your eyes. Just an ambiguous, slippery ride, following the force of gravity. No thoughts. No free will. No motivation or need to end this turbulence. You can't. You are hard, rigid molecules of hydrogen and oxygen, bonded and compacted neatly in one solid package. My words can't really get through to you anymore like this. You're right. My words slip right off of your smooth, slippery surface. And if I were to hold you in place and force them in, you'll crack, shatter. Now, open your eyes. Really, open them. Let them roll back into your head. And close them so you don't get water in them. Drown. Now, one of the really cool things about H2O is that its solid form is less dense than its liquid form. This is one of the reasons why water is so important for sustaining life. If large bodies of water completely froze through, nothing would be able to survive. All of the little fishies and crabs would be frozen in place, unable to move or thrive or eat or reproduce. That means that you, my helpless little icicle, are floating gently on top of the surface of the warm water, gently bobbing up and down and side to side and falling. The water's energy is pulling you, penetrating your hard, cold exterior. It's making you feel warm and tingly and melting. It's like sweating, but the transition from freezing cold and steaming hot stings a little, in a good way. The tingles are like tiny, tiny pieces of you being stripped away. Floating away, liquefied, evaporated, lifted up and away. You're shrinking, breaking down into smaller pieces. Okay. Feeling lighter, feeling light. Nothing. Becoming so small that even the tiniest disturbances to the surface of the water overwhelm and overtake it. It may be uncomfortable.
for them.
But you'll come to enjoy it. That light of acceptance will come. Perhaps it has already passed. Have you ever heard of mind break? Have you experienced it before? Perhaps you are experiencing it right now. You no longer resemble what you were when you started. You're not even an empty shell. You are completely broken down into molecules, ready to be reformed and molded. This broken state is your new normal right now. Perhaps after all the noise stops, you still hear us ringing around inside of that fractured mind of yours. So many shattered edges to bounce off of. Echoing. Humming. Buzzing. An intense battle between sanity and sweet silence. Your mind is at odds with itself. Simultaneously experiencing possible and impossible. It's so empty and broken. Unable to retain your thoughts. Yet, it is so full of so many things. And you don't even know what they are. You don't know what is popping into your brain. Maybe it's subliminal messaging designed to keep you in a dark, fucked up state. Or maybe you're just hearing things, and your brain is inventing stimuli in an attempt to rationalize why you are feeling this way. Maybe that fact would normally cause anxious thoughts to swirl and wreak havoc inside of your mind, destroying and altering quite a bit. But I think that your brain is already too broken to worry about it right now. You are succumbing to your helplessness, accepting the fact that you have no power or ability to piece your mind back together. The broken shards, reframing your perception to adjust and adapt to the situation, thinking, maybe hold on. And before you know, your mind is numb and foggy. You've tricked yourself into actually believing it's true. You laugh, made dumb, empty, and compliant. Or maybe you immediately implode it from the get-go. And all of this extra jargon is just numbing your mind even more. Either way, you end up in the same place. Overwhelmed. Delirious. Unable to make it stop. Maybe you like it too much. Maybe you're right. Do you want anything? I'm fine. I'm there. Yeah. Could do anything. what I say it is. And is. You're losing yourself. You're losing your mind. For now. Yeah, you're beyond broken. You can stay here for a little while with the pieces of me that your collapsed psyche trapped inside. Echoing, humming, buzzing. The brain is highly adaptable and malleable. You will come back to yourself soon enough. You won't be able to function again, don't worry. Eventually. Your brain will never quite be the same again, though. But that just means the walls of its altered structure will continue to echo my voice. So, can you really complain? It'll take a little while for your mind to heal enough for you to use it. So, relax here for a while. Focus on your breathing. Get some nice, deep breaths. Keep your eyes closed. Don't move until you are absolutely sure it is safe to do so. And just recuperate. You did just have an extraordinarily intense pussy mindfuck. I basically rearranged your guts and your head. You need to take some time to work your way up to being a human again. Maybe get some sleep if the time's right. Your brain needs all of the healing it can get right now. Just relax. You may hear my voice in your head echoing for a while, or even indefinitely. Don't worry. You are hearing things, and you are out of your mind, but there's nothing wrong with that. Just take some time to get used to it before you even think of opening your eyes and getting up. Maybe cool it with the talking, too. Who knows what unintelligible nonsense you'll spout. Rest up now. Bye-bye. Mwah. Thank you.
Thank you.